Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show.
All right, folks. Hey, we're back. And it is Wednesday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. Can't wait. I am coming to you alive from WYAB 103.9 FM. Well, folks, it is Wednesday. As we're apt to do here at WYB, certainly on the Kim Wade Show, we want to remind you, we want to implore you, exhort you, that it's Back to Christ Wednesday. An opportunity during midweek, when midweek services are held, but actually can be done anytime, any day, because it's appropriate, needed, and desirable, that it's Back to Christ Wednesday. This is when we encourage you to, for those who may have fallen out of fellowship, gotten estranged from the Lord, your walk has gotten a little wobbly, we're encouraging you to go back to that time when you first believed, when you were on fire for the Lord and you were telling everyone about the changed man or woman that you had become because of you receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior. You were on fire. You were experiencing the benefits and the blessings. You got a little cocky over the time, and one thing led to another. Prayers got more and distance in between. This is an opportunity to get reacquainted, to go back and say, Lord, have mercy on me. One more last time. I got it wrong, Lord. Repent, bow your heart, lift up your hands. He will receive you. Remember, you walked away from him. He didn't walk away from you. So won't you come and bow your heart, and on behalf of your own self and your family and friends in the country, won't you come? Won't you come? Lord,
then dry my weeping eyes.
Is a good time to do just that, folks. Let's go back. You know, you can go back to your old home church. You go back to the church that you've been invited to, somebody on your job, somebody's been encouraging you to come. This is the time to do it. Now more than ever. And there's a revival going on tonight at 328 Bowling Street there at Restoration Community Church. Pastor Joe White has a guest evangelist, Mr. Luther Martin. And this is his last night, but I think you can enjoy it if you want to go and get re-energized. This is a good starting point. So take that opportunity to start at 7. It's a tent revival, so come on out. Now, I got on long sleeves because I don't know. It's been getting a little cool in the evening for the strong man. But come on out anyway. You can be on fire for the Lord. Just come on out, 328 Bowling Street. And speaking of revival, I had an opportunity to attend Pastor Moore over there on Raymond Road, right behind the old Kroger's, a couple weeks ago. And a young lady came in there and needed a prayer for her child, a four-year-old, who was having kidney failure, experiencing kidney failure. So she asked for prayer on behalf of her child, and she was brought down and prayed upon and anointed, and she went home, and that evening she got a call from the caregiver who said that the child had started passing urine. You know, a lot of times people be expecting just a gigantic move. That woman came in there in need for her child, and the Lord delivered in a move to restore his kidney functions. But me, we, us, you, and I, we have a tendency, because we want to see. Because at the end of the day, let's face it, we got a little ego tied up in that. We got a lot on the line. We got people, I wonder what they're thinking about how many people showed up or didn't show up for the revival. No, no, no. Do what you're told. Stand. Stand. When the five loaves of bread and the two pieces of fish fed all those folks, or three loaves, whatever many loaves it was. We don't know how many other miracles was performed that day, if any. But again, your stoutness, your faithfulness, just be obedient. Quit trying to count noses and heads and trying to see. Just do. It ain't about you. It's about your fidelity to the commission, to the direction. So God bless little Marquise. He's on the mend. If y'all want to pray for a little four-year-old child named Marquise, that his kidneys be totally restored and he'll live just a regular life, God is able. And even if we're not there to see it, he's still able. So let us take that opportunity to just be in remembrance that do what you're told. Our number is 601. It's 879-0002. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Our guest has arrived. What we're going to do is take a break now, so when they come in here, they can have free reign for the next 15, 20 minutes. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. We have a special guest in the studios that we want them to have full reign to get the message out. They're involved with a very special project that has been instrumental to changing the course of the nation, certainly a lot of hearts and lives. We have Miss Laura Knight from Pro Life Mississippi. She's here to talk about their annual banquet that's coming up, and they like to inform you of everybody who's going to be there, what's going on. Better yet, rather than steal her thunder, she's chomping at the bit over here to tell us more about it. Laura Knight, how are you?
Hi, Kim. This is Laura Knight. I'm with Pro Life Mississippi. We're here to talk about the Mississippi Life Summit that's on May 17th and 18th.
Yeah,
in
summit.
Jackson.
I call it a dinner, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Y'all going to eat something
this
over there.
This is something new because it hasn't happened in 20 years. This is the first time in 20 years that the pro life community has gathered together for a statewide conference.
Right.
We're very excited about bringing these dynamic group of speakers over a 2-day event to discuss the top issues that affect life and families in our state.
Awesome. And speaking of top speakers, we have one of those speakers on the line with us, Mrs. Dana Espenshield. Espenshield. We got Dana on the line for certain.
Ms. Dana Espenshield, yes. She's with the Leadership Institute. She's the head of their pro-life division. They train conservatives all over the nation. Dana will be one of the leading sessions, and she can talk about what's going on all across the state. She travels all the time leading pro-life groups, building coalitions, and she could talk about that easily. We have her on the line.
We have her on the line. Hey, Miss Dina, look, this is Kim Wade with WYAB. First question I want to ask you, and then you can filter in everything else you want to say, is why is there still a need for pro-life Mississippi in light of Roe versus Wade? For those who might be asking that question.
Well, Roe versus Wade did not actually end abortion. What it did was it said that the people get to decide whether abortion should be legal or not.
Right.
Now, you and I both know that the science says human life begins at conception. I got a biology degree. I've got this amazing ability. I could point at somebody and say woman and point at you and say man. And it's just amazing that I know the difference. I understand the science. And when I was in classes way back 20 years ago before I graduated talking about human development, mm-hmm. we were taught that human life begins at conception. Well, if everyone has a right to life, then even that unborn, preborn developing baby should have a right to life. Unfortunately, what the Supreme Court could have done is said that baby has a right to life. Instead, what they said is each citizen gets a say through our representative republic as to whether or not those babies are allowed to live or die. And so they've thrown it back to the states. So we need to make sure that our state in Mississippi stays as strong as positive and a beacon of light to say, we won't stand for this. And so that's why it's important for pro-lifers in Mississippi to get out, get together and talk about what types of policies do we want in our state that are going to make a difference, that are going to help women have the best possible pregnancy, the best possible parenthood, the best possible family they can possibly have, because we don't want them choosing abortion. We don't want them forced and coerced into abortion. We want them to choose life, and eventually we want to make sure that we get all humans, born and unborn, the ability to have the right to life from conception to natural death.
Gotcha. Folks, that was succinct and well put. The conference is going to be when, Laura?
The Mississippi Life Summit is on May the 17th and 18th. That's a Friday and a Saturday in Jackson at the Mississippi Trademark Building.
Okay. And Dana, what is it that you want the people to know and what you want to impart and hope that they get from the conference?
Well, one of the things that makes Leadership Institute different from other pro-life organizations is that we don't do the apologetics. So I don't go around the country talking to people about why they should be pro-life.
Gotcha.
Instead, I talk to them about how to talk to moderates and liberals, whether they are in Mississippi or in other states, about the values that you have, about the why you vote the way that you do, why you believe what you believe, why you know what is true, why you follow the science, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we talk to people about when you talk to your moderate and leftist friends, you talk about abortion's impact on women and abortion's impact on families. Because when moderates and liberals think about these policies, that's who they concentrate on. If we outlaw abortion, what will happen if my daughter, who is away at college, gets pregnant?
Right.
She'll have to drop out. Well, I like looking at those women who tell me, those leftist women who tell me, my daughter would have to drop out if she got pregnant during college. I look at them and I say, you mean you wouldn't help her? What?
Mm.
We can have, why not in Mississippi do we have parent housing on campus for pregnant and parenting women and single young men? Why do we not have services to help our single parents go to college to get the career advancement they need to become financially stable so that their children understand what success looks like? And so when you start talking like that, when you start looking at these leftist men and women who say, well, we need abortion because what if my daughter, what if my son? And you start putting them on the spot and saying, what, you wouldn't help your child? You would cut them off and not pay for tuition anymore?
Mm.
You wouldn't babysit the baby? What kind of awful person are you? My parents would love to babysit grandbabies.
Mm-hmm.
I unfortunately am not married, so I haven't given them any yet, but someday, you know, and that's how we change hearts and minds on this issue and how we change policies for the better.
Because, you know, that is something that, you know, we hear all the time. Well, you're not going to be responsible if these kids come into the world and all that kind of stuff. And Pro-Life Mississippi is working assiduously now and throughout the years to provide these options, as you're pointing out, and you're training people on how to be better, you say, apologists for the movement, as it were, explain the movement. So when people come to this conference, can they sign up? Do they have to be a part of the pro-life movement right now or what?
I don't know. They don't have to be a part of the pro-life movement. They just have to care. And we will get them plugged into the part where they care most about. Laura, you want to take the rest of that question?
I sure will. This conference is open to any family advocates. If you serve families, if you care about mothers and fathers and raising children, then you need to come to this conference to learn all about these top issues that we're going to be discussing and how abortion affects all of those ministries.
And so you deal with all, as Dana's pointed out, that all the different angles and questions that you get as you are addressing this topic, because the goal is to promote life and to affirm life and to ensure that life has the best quality that's possible. That seems to be the goal.
Absolutely.
Folks, again, we're talking with Mrs. Laura Knight and Ms. Dana Eppenshiel, or just call her Dina. She's going to be one of the first speakers up on the summit, and that's going to be the 17th and the 18th of May, Friday and Saturday. So how can people get plugged in? Is there a web presence or what?
Yes, on our website at prolifems.org, there's a link to the webpage for the event itself.
All right. What is the criteria to participate? Just to sign up, is there a fee? Is lunch served? What's going on with that?
Individual tickets are only $40 each. That covers both days, and it covers lunch for both days.
Okay. And, folks, this is an opportunity for you to get plugged in. And, of course, Pro-Life Mississippi has several ways in which you can help support them throughout the year. And we just want you can get that information there at the summit. But I'm sure Laura will be glad to tell us how they can plug into the pro-life effort.
Absolutely. There are so many ways that you can get involved, both with Pro-Life Mississippi statewide. We are a statewide organization. We have advocates that do outreach in their community and from the Northwest all the way up through the Gulf Coast. Yeah. And there are other pro-life organizations that will be present at this summit, and you'll be able to meet them, whether it be a pregnancy center, an adoption agency, a church-based discipleship mentorship program for either mothers and fathers. All of those different types of organizations and ways that you can plug in will all be discussed at this conference.
On the top row of speakers here, I guess you can, any of them that you would like to highlight, but
sure. What
are some of the topics that, if they have specific topics or angles that they're going at that you might want to point out? Because maybe somebody's listening out there and they have a particular interest or angle that they like to see pursued.
Absolutely. We have Dina Eppenshiel with the Leadership Institute. Her and Jerry Sharp with the Leadership Institute will be discussing those pro-abortion existential threats to Mississippi. What are we facing here in our state, and how can we do something about it?
Right.
And we'll also be talking about the options for adoption in Mississippi with Lifeline Children's Services. We have speakers going on from there. That's Anna Logan and Laura Eddy are from Lifeline Children's Services, and they'll be here to discuss all the different options for adoption for both birth mother's perspective as well as the adoptive parent's perspective. They'll cover both of those and how they minister to women here in our state. Mm-hmm. We're also having a pregnancy center leader panel. So we have four leaders from our pregnancy centers here in our state who'll be on a panel, and they will discuss what issues they are facing. They're seeing an increase in abortion pill usage among the women that they see, and all the different, they'll discuss all of those while on that panel. Erin Kate Good with the CPC of Metro Area in Jackson, Susan Jones with the Women's Resource Center in Gulfport, Sarah Smith with the Center for Pregnancy Choices in Meridian, and Ginger Worthington with Women's Resource Center in Cleveland will all be on that panel.
Awesome. Awesome. And, you know, you mentioned about the pill, the birth, morning after, whatever they call it, that there are, for someone who is taking a pill or one of the pills or however, and there are some options if they decide that maybe that's not the way they want to go, and that's a topic that can be discussed or will be discussed?
Yes, Brittany Sherman with Choices Clinic of Laurel. She'll be covering an entire session on the abortion pill. What are we looking at here in Mississippi? How it's being done? How are women getting access to this? What are the lies that they're being told, and also about the abortion pill reversal protocol,
right,
which can be implemented within 24 to 48 hours of taking that first pill.
Wow.
If they change their mind.
A lot of options, a lot of good information, folks. Again, go over when the conference is going to be and the web presence and how they can plug in.
Sure. Mississippi Life Summit is on May 17th and 18th in Jackson at the Mississippi Trademark Building. You can register and purchase tickets through our website at prolifems.org. Just click on the event button.
All right. What about people who just want to, they may not be able to make this conference, but they do want to plug in at some point. How can they get involved with the local movement here in the central Mississippi area and all the other areas you just spoke of, the folks from the coast, Cleveland, and elsewhere?
If you can contact our office directly, we can connect you wherever you are mm-hmm. with our volunteers that we have or whatever your passion is for the pro-life movement. We have our website at prolifems.org. You can click on the Take Action button and then send us an email through that, or you can call our office during the week, 601-956-8636.
And folks, if you have a heart for this, if you have a tender heart to work with the ladies who come through there, and do men come through there?
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Men are abortion. There are many men who have been abortion wounded, and they're being forgotten. But we also have abortion recovery groups for them as well.
Wow. Folks, this is an opportunity for you to get plugged in. There's still a need. Life goes on, and we're thankful for that. And prayerfully, you can plug in and be a part of it. You can spread the gospel through your concern and your love and your empathy for those who are going through this, and they will train you in areas where you need strength.
We will. Mm-hmm. Absolutely will.
Well, again, I know several people who have who've worked there and continue to work there and have gone through there. Folks, it's a ministry that if you have the heart for it, it's very rewarding. How did you get involved?
I got involved from sharing the gospel out mm-hmm. on the sidewalk outside the abortion facility mm-hmm. at 8-9 years ago.
Gotcha. Anything else you have, Dina?
No, I think this is an amazing opportunity. I'm very excited to be part of it. Mississippi has got a great opportunity here to be a leader in the United States, to show here's what happens when a state embraces women and embraces children and loves them both. And so I'm very excited to be part of the conference that's coming up and seeing all the changes and the positive outcomes that we'll get across Mississippi.
That is awesome. Now, Laura, you got a couple of statewide special guests going to be there. Who are they?
We do. We are so glad to see the Commissioner of Agriculture and Commerce come open up the conference for us, Andy Gibson. He will be there to open. And, of course, the first session will be led off with the Attorney General, Lynn Fitch. She'll mm-hmm. be talking about her empowerment project there.
Well, you know, it's so rewarding to see the fruits of your efforts down through the years, not just yours, but across the nation, and the prayers who helped bring to the point where abortion has been made rarer. As you pointed out, it has not been made illegal, has not been done away with, but the consequences are still the same and they still need the same services.
Absolutely, they do.
Again, go over the conference date, time, and how people can access the information, tickets, etc.
All right. The Mississippi Life Summit is the first statewide conference for pro-life community. It will be in Jackson on May the 17th and 18th at the Mississippi Trademark Building. And you can register and purchase tickets through the prolifems.org website. That's prolifems.org. And click on, scroll down, get to the event at Mississippi Life Summit, and click the Learn More, take you straight to that.
Awesome. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It'll take you straight to that event page where there's lots of information, more about the conference, more about the speakers, what they're going to be talking about, as well as just purchasing tickets, which individual tickets are only $40, which cover both days, and lunch will be provided both days.
And if you can't make it, but you'd like to purchase tickets to be distributed to those who want to come but don't have tickets, that can be done also. If you want to talk directly with someone, you can call 601-956-8636, 956-8636, and speak to someone directly, and they will take care of your concerns and needs. Again, Laura, we're just happy to hear what you guys are doing, and God bless you. Please keep us abreast, and before the conference, please call in, come back, or whatever, and to remind us to come on down.
We will. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Dina, we appreciate you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back in. It is Wednesday. Want to thank Laura Knight from Pro-Life Mississippi for coming in and giving us a heads up about the conference coming up May 17th and 18th. Go to prolifems.org for more information, ticket information, and the schedule of speakers, time, etc., the whole nine yards. Prolifemississippi.org, still doing the great work they've been doing for years and years and years. You can plug in, become a part, become a monthly donor. Again, they do good work, and we're all proud of them. And if you want to call them directly, their number is 601-956-8636. Mississippi Life Summit, May 17th and 18th. We'll be reminding you going forward. But we want to thank you for calling in, okay? All right, let's go to – for coming in, brother. Let's go to Mobile Bob. What's up, my friend?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Hey, that was a great conversation you had with the ladies. I mean, it's, yeah, like people think the abortion industry isn't gone simply because Roe versus Wade is overturned. It just, you know, contrary to what the Democrats and the demagogues want people to think, it just, the Supreme Court rightfully moved it back to the states.
Right.
As it should have been. And that's all they did. They just, because Democrats and the media just gin this up to try to get women and liberals out to vote against the Republicans and over it, but that's all the Supreme Court did.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys brought up the conversation, you know, about the issue of people saying, you're not going to take care of the kids, so as if that's a justifiable reason for killing children in the womb, because you claim nobody will take care of them. Yeah, that's just a claim they mm-hmm. make.
Right.
So some people do. I mean, people. We do have orphanages, so mm-hmm. people, so kids who don't have parents per se do get taken care of. But even if it's for some bizarre reason it wasn't the case that we weren't taking care of, which we are, how does that change the fact that you're killing them? Okay, right. A human being. And so that changes the fact that it's also okay if you can say nobody's taking care of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, it's just a claim they just make up off the top of their head. But it doesn't absolve them of the fact that they're killing somebody.
Right.
It just amazes me when they come up with an argument.
And they're able to, again, what they use is the echo chamber of the media complex to get people to believe and think a certain way. And this is why more and more it's clear that most folks are just into their feelings, their emotions. They want them validated. Their moral upbringing, training, and anything else can get brushed aside based on how they feel about something. And this is why remaining stout, and we can be just as resolute in our unwillingness to kill the babies as they are to try to kill them. If it's end up with a what they call a Mexican hat standoff or whatever it is, so be it. But these people, all they want is their way. They don't care how degenerate, how deaf, they don't care. So it's up to us to care.
And they really believe they have a moral right to kill their kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's immoral for us to tell them they can't. And they have some twisted morality that they have that they should be able to do this. Because with leftism, it's a cult with these people. It's a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion is a sacrament for their religion. And right now, there's a gauge of transgender lifestyle is seem to be how they wanted to celebrate their religion. The left, it's like you kind of say, they're just a death cult right now, the leftism in the country.
Right.
They're a death cult and a degenerate cult. It's amazing. I'm constantly stunned. Mm-hmm. But then you guys said that some Christian will say, well, Trump committed adultery.
Well, you know.
Adultery now.
The thing is that there seems to be no bottom to the debauchery and the degeneracy, the willingness to kill. There it's no bottom to it. I mean, you know, you would think, well, maybe Mobile Bob will have a change of heart. He'll see, you know, the beating heart of the baby on the ultrasound. Oh, no, I want it dead. I want it dead. And then if somebody inconveniences you or if they don't pay for your Obamacare or anything, oh, society is so wrong. They're letting people die in the street. I don't know, man. I'm just having a hard time reconcile their what they claim to be their morality or lack of.
Well, it just shifts on a dime. It just the only consistent thing about them is they're inconsistent. Again, if it wasn't for shifting standards, they'd have no standard at all. A double standard, they have no standards at all. You can't get a bead on, okay, what is it exactly do you all want? Like with the case with Israel and Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, free Palestine. Do you ever stop to think, fool, what that means? What exactly do you want? Yeah, I know what the Hamas want. They want the non-existence of Israel. Really want the non-existence of the Jewish race.
My thoughts are rather than free Palestine, Palestine behave. Let's try that. You know, we don't want to be dominated. Well, I understand that, but Hoss, it's kind of like black folks. You came up short, you lost, you picked the cotton, shut the hell up. You should have fought harder, should have did like the Indians, kill me, I won't be your slave, kill me. And you didn't take that route. So, dude, you weighed everything in the balance. You made a decision.
The victor goes to spoils.
There you go.
And they're better off under Jewish rule. Mm. They're better off. If the Jews ran the Gaza all this time, and they'd be, like you said, they behave, everybody'd be shocked and amazed at how well everybody gets along.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to do that. Therein lies the problem.
Mm. Well, my thoughts are, if you can't stand pain, you need to sit down until you can get your weight up, figure out another way around it. But what's happening with the Palestinians, what's happening with the black community, the evidence is pretty clear. We're not good at removing roadblocks and navigating over obstacles. End of story. We can dress it up with all the other historical aspects of it. The bottom line is you can't overcome the obstacles and the roadblocks. It's no more complicated than that. Now, you can add a racial component to it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can say the same thing for the black folks here.
Mm-hmm.
if you just got along with everybody, you'd be shocked and amazed at how well, I mean, if you stop, being thugs, you'd be shocked and amazed at how well you get along with people. You and I choose not to be thugs and seem to have no problem. It's kind of funny, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, and I don't know if you follow this guy, Anton Daniels, on YouTube. He's got his podcast on there. And this is a young entrepreneur brother, man. But his whole thing is, you know, he's talking about black people. He said, now we sitting around talking about all the people who we won't do business with because, you know, they're white or they're this or whatever. And then we wonder why we ain't got no business to do. Man, look. Rather than trying to be a hundredaire or a thousandaire, why don't you just make your business available to whoever wants your services and your goods and products and see if you can't just get all the market. Don't worry about 10%. Go for everything. But no, we want the luxury of indulging our pettiness, our emotions and our feelings. Well, there's a cost associated with that. And sometimes it means those costs don't cover the cost of operation. And then you're what we call screwed. That's how life happens.
That used to be understood by black folks and business in general. Mm-hmm. Now it seems to be not understood, especially like with Hollywood and all them, because Hollywood's taking it on the chin right now. People not wanting to go see the crappy movies anymore. And because you keep trying to segregate your half your audience by calling us your Trump supporters Nazis and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I can, you know, easily not buy your tickets to whatever you are or not watch your show. You know how easy that is, man?
Well, you know,
whatever, that's what you want to do.
I look out the newly released movies every week. On Thursday, I think they come out. And, man, very rare. I was going to go see the movie The Civil War, and then when I read the reviews on it, I said, nah, I don't want to sit for that crap. And I didn't go see the one about the typical Negro or whatever it was.
Man, Magical Negro.
Magical Negro. Right. And I don't go to the movies about racism or blacks getting dogged out, all that kind of. I don't do those because I mean, dude, it's just the Democrat Party trying to reinforce in the minds of blacks in particular that they've been done wrong and they should be angry. And I sit back and look at all the opportunity that are slipping through our fingers because young people, man, they don't know what they don't know. They have all that energy, all that ingenuity that's being lost because they've been trained from kindergarten on up to be angry because of CRT training and DEI training, rather than saying, man, I see how I can solve this problem. I see how we're not getting the black executives of Yahoo and things like that. We're just getting people who are just pissed off all the time. I don't want that. I'm not even going to go with it.
We're not about solving problems.
Right. We're not about solving problems. We're coming up with different ways to complain about the same thing. It's old. I'm tired.
Yeah. We'll spend all this. Like that woman in Chicago, like I was constantly bringing up. You're the epitome of what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You want to continue to complain about the problem. And that you a whole lot to solve. But you'll just keep doing the same thing and keep the problem going. All right, then keep your mouth closed. Mm-hmm. All right, with Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Keith Olbermann, Olbermann saying ESPN need to fire him because he won't criticize Trump. No, he don't criticize Trump, but he don't endorse him either. He want to stay in that happy middle that everything the Democrats are doing is wrong, but you can't go too far because too much of your bread is buttered on the other side. But you got a ton of money to live the rest of your life, but whatever. Okay, just stay in that happy meal. Do us all a favor, just don't vote at all.
Yeah.
And real quick, one more thing before I go. Uh-huh. What do you think, all the scuttlebutt of blood about the judge want to hold Trump in contempt and all that crap?
Oh, look, all they're doing is making Trump stronger. The trial is BS. The judge knows it. The judge knows that Trump wants him to throw him in jail because he's already off the campaign trail, just sitting there. And so if they throw him in jail, he's got Secret Service protection. It's going to be a media storm that's going to accrue to Trump's benefit. So the judge is realizing that Trump wants this. That's why he delayed the ruling on whether or not he's in contempt, because he don't want that kind of drama in his courtroom. And the testimony of this guy from the Inquirer, it's just basically to try to sway the jurors, because it has nothing to do with the issue at hand with Stormy Daniels. But again, this is the problem that I have with people who want Trump jailed, and they know in their heart of hearts that he hadn't done anything, that he's being railroaded. Those are the type of people who always want everybody to be equitable and fair to them. And the first chance they get, they don't take it to be fair and equitable. This is why I said, man, when I read these people to the ground and find out what they're about, I'm not obligated to indulge them in their foolishness. Shut them down.
That is the true hatred and evil. When you truly hate someone, when you wish them to be going to be thrown in jail just because you don't like them. And you know the incident of a charge, you want them thrown in jail anyway. Right? So that's truly hate, folks. We don't feel that way about any Democrat, not even Barack Obama or Joe Biden. We want them in jail for what they did,
right?
Not for anything they didn't do.
That's right.
Oh, well. All right, man.
Thank you, man. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. Hey, I want to remind you, it's Wednesday. Railroad Pizza. That's right, it's spaghetti night. For those of you who love a good plate of spaghetti, and those of you who love Railroad Pizza's plate of spaghetti, you know it comes with that Gambino Bakery bread from New Orleans, fresh every day, right there at Railroad Pizza. And of course, the menu is extensive, great sit-down dining, so bring your entourage. There's something on the menu for everybody. Kids love that pizza. They got it in spades. But they also have some of the best wings, salads. Folks, the menu is extensive. And Chef Meredith always has something cooking up over there. So check it out today. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but Chef Meredith sells Mary Kay. I buy a few products from her. I like the moisturizer. But just if you're in need of it, you know, that's your girl. She take good care of you. But by the way, Railroad Pizza, downtown Florida, it's the go-to destination spot. Put it on your to-do list, Railroad Pizza in downtown Florida, Mississippi. Call in your order, 601-879-7700. 601-879-7700. And we're going to talk about a minute in the next hour about Stephen A. Smith crawfishing on his comments about Donald J. Trump. Folks, if you can't stand up for Trump, you can't stand up for truth, bruh, you ain't about that life. You're about getting paid. And I ain't mad at you, brother. That's your hustle. That's your grind. You ain't no different than Donut Head. You don't really stand for anything, but you're looking for that check. Let's take a break.
What about check? What about check? Hey, come on, check. What about last check? Willie, get my last check, man.
All right, folks, there you go. We're back, and it is Wednesday. Excuse me. Wednesday, glad to be back here in the studios. Back to Christ Wednesday. Want to remind you. Also, the hotline number is brought to you by our good friend, Eddie Coleman, and the good folks over at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. Folks, if you need your first, second, or third quote, they can get or did. You can call Eddie at 601-326-2755. Someone will get back with you. Or go online and send CompleteExteriorsMS.com. Go to contact and schedule your own appointment for someone to come out there and give you that estimate. And, again, roofing, gutter, siding, windows, the whole nine yards. They take good care of you. And, again, they're in it for the long haul. They're not trying to retire off one interaction or transaction. They're in to do good work for those who contract with them, because that's the way they roll. And if you notice, that's the pattern with all the sponsors you hear here at WYAB. Many of them, I would say good 60-70% of the advertisers you hear at WYAB, these folks been in business decades. And they've been operating with integrity for decades. They have longevity because they have integrity. Folks, there is a method to the madness. So when you hear somebody advertising here at WYAB, you can take it to the bank, Hank. They ain't worried about nobody calling in here and saying, man, they didn't do me right. No, because they're going to do right or they're going to make it right. It's not that we operate error-free, myself, WYAB, or our sponsors, but we try to stand behind that which we do. That's the difference. Ain't no crawfishing. Ain't no finger-pointing. We do the work. So again, whenever you hear a sponsor or whenever you have a need for the services or the products that they're offering, give them consideration. And I do get text messages all the time from people saying, Kim, don't you have a sponsor at WYB that does this, that, and the other? Yeah, send them information over there. So if you get to that point, you can always just call me, text me, Kim Wade, 601-594-8882. Okay? So again, and in that regard, let's talk about our good friends over at Mayo Auto Clinic. That's right down there in Raymond, Mississippi. Mayo Auto Clinic, you've heard of Mayo Health Clinic. They're known for resolving issues and giving people hope who had no hope that they could ever get healed or restored. Well, Mayo Auto Clinic is just like that with your automobile. You've been having problems getting it properly troubleshooted, shot, whatever. Well, they get it done down there. That's right, folks. Right, located right next to Raymond High, in between Raymond High and the Junior College on Highway 18. On the same side is Mayo Auto Clinic. Now, they also, diesel engine and programming is what they do best. They work on any make or model because they understand engines. And they have access to every computer program out there for every make and model. And your warranties will be honored with the work that they do there at Mayo Auto Clinic. So check them out online, MayoAutoClinicMS.com. MayoAutoClinicMS.com. And there you can schedule your own appointment, whether it's oil change, wheel rotation, wheel purchases, tire purchases, brakes, the whole nine yards. They get or did with Mayo Auto Clinic. So again, they're going on 20 years. Folks, there's a pattern here. All right, it is an open forum. You know, I don't know if you heard about the hullabaloo that Stephen A. Smith, a sports commentator, he's moving more to just being a commentator on the passing political landscape and landscape of America, because he's realizing that his days as a sports commentator could be in jeopardy. But he is an entertaining guy. I like Stephen A. I don't have anything against him, other than the fact that, dude, you got to stand for something. And let me just say this to Stephen A. made an apology for pointed out the fact that President Trump had made the notation that blacks were empathetic and gravitating to him because of his legal woes. And Derek Fleece Johnson over at the NAACP called him out, or maybe it was a local NAACP, I don't know, but it sounds like something Derek would do, for his support of Donald Trump, seeming support. And Stephen A. was quick to distance himself from his own comments. Here's the deal. Black folks, you should empathize with a man who's being railroaded, having his personal property, his private property, his resources, his land stolen from him. Yes, that's something black people can relate to. But Derek wants, now that Derek and the NAACP, folks, I'm going to be, the NAACP's history is not all roses with the black community. They've done some sketchy things down through the years, in my estimation. And one of the latest was here in Mississippi with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, which is separate from the NAACP out of Baltimore, but nonetheless, they promote the same anti-life agenda when it comes to education of our kids. And that is, they help soothe the structure and order out of our public schools with their sham lawsuit that resulted in, if you're going to discipline one child in a school, you got to discipline another child of a different race to make it equal. So you got Asian students who are not a problem for the most part in terms of discipline. They've got to be disciplined like a group of kids who are a problem. Again, because it makes no sense, it adds to the disorder, and disorder is a hallmark and a fingerprint of Satan. And because people like Stephen A. and others, they don't have the courage of their convictions, the relationship with Christ is somewhat sketchy, at best a nodding acquaintance relationship, we end up with this morass that we have right now. And this is why I keep saying to you, and I intend to do it, and I ain't backing down. Y'all going to show cause and answer for the last 60 years. NAACP, the Legislative Black Caucus, Negroes in general. You done talked all this trash down through the years, and now the black community's in a mess. And you don't want to have any accountability? You don't want to lie? You going to answer to me? Oh, hell yes, you are. You won't be able to be silent. No. You done had full run and you done screwed it up, and I'm calling you out on it. Now, Stephen A. apologized to the black community because he feel like blacks out there don't, every black person ain't like, you know who's objecting to what Stephen A. said? High-end black folks and low-end black folks who don't study the political landscape, who don't study the chessboard, who don't know what's going on. All they know is, I'm going to vote blue regardless who. Stephen A., go with what's right. Let God grant the victory. Those Negroes have lost their damn minds. The Benny Thompsons of the world, the Black Caucus on the state and national level, they ain't got nothing for the black community. The Alvin Braggs, the Fannie Willis, look how hard they fight on behalf of white Democrats, but they don't do nothing for, man, screw those folks. I tell them to their face, screw you. We ain't doing this. That's why I'm saying let's put together a coalition of people who want things, nice things, to have things. They don't want nothing but other than to be angry. That's their ecosystem. That's their hustle. That's their economy. We don't owe them anything. So let us join together against them and run their butts out of town. Their days are numbered. Their hustle is numbered. They need to either change or get laid low. That's how it's going to work. We don't owe them anything. We owe them zip. But having said that, Stephen A., again, he crawfished. And Jason Whitlock was right the whole time. Jason, I don't care. I don't know if you guys follow him, but those of you who do, you know that at the end of the day, that man is proven to be solid on his positions, and his positions is grounded in scriptures. And this is why if you stand on the universal and spiritual principles, which the black community no longer does in sufficient enough numbers, to hold things in, hold that plow in the row, we can't get it done anymore. And yet we're running off the vapors of what was done 40, 50 years ago. You got so-called wealthy blacks, high-end blacks, as I call them, out there screaming about Emmett Till, the gentleman, Mr. Dow, that man, that's not an Emmett Till experience. But they don't have anything else. All they want to do is keep that thing stirred up so the national media pick it up so they can get some more. And look, if that's your hustle, that's fine. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it at all. And we're not going to let you people continue to run everything on behalf of black folks when, in fact, it's just on behalf of your hustle. You got to find another way to make your hustle. Some of y'all should be able to kick on back by now. So this is why I keep saying, join with me in the things that I'm saying, not because I want a team, somebody to follow me. These people are running amok and they're ruining everything. There's nothing in the black community working for anybody other than the people running that 40, 50, 60-year-old hustle. Everything else is broke. And to the preachers who are taking the walk around money, as I've said, my question to you is, and I'm going to call your name out. I'm going to call your church out. And if I know the dollar amount, I'm going to call that out. And all I'm saying is, why can't you ask for something other for somebody other than yourself? That's it. So you got a problem with that? You mad because I'm going to call you out on what you got? And the only reason why you got something because you done told that white man who's running, oh, yeah, I'm running 2,000 or 3,000 members. I can get you X number of votes. Okay. We understand that, bro. Why can't you do something for your folks? They did it for you by showing up every Sunday. So you got the numbers on the roll to show the white man that you good for the walk around money. Y'all don't like for me to talk to you like that? I don't like for what you're doing. See, most Negroes out there want, like donut head people like him, they want permission to be a man. I don't need that. And I don't even need a crowd, man. It's just me and the Lord and me. That's all it is. And I will rush you, hoss. As the kids say, I'll pull up on you. Because I'm tired of y'all breaking our community. I'm just sick of it. It ain't even necessary. You got enough white folks. Do you realize all these charter schools you see around there? Who's giving kids a chance, not just black kids, any child who wants a chance at a better education, any parent of a child who wants a better education. You know who's making that money available? The sons and daughters of the people who you call white racists who built Jackson. You know that? They taking their trust fund money, their air money, and putting schools together so your kids can get an education. And your silly butt, in too many instances, don't even want you fighting them. That's why me running? Oh, we're going to work with them. Black folks don't want to work with me? Fine. There's plenty of white folks out there who will be willing to work and make Jackson better. And then you come with that old set aside mantra if you want to later on. Bro. Where were you? I'm going to be like Drake in Future. Where were you when the dogs needed help? No, y'all been running this scam too long, dog. That's why a white mayor ain't going to do nothing because he ain't going to have the courage. He ain't going to have the courage to tell these Negroes what need to be said. You need a man, a real man. And I ain't going in there with no chip on my shoulders. Everybody who's got a legitimate hustle going to get their hustle on. I don't care if you're running a dice game in the back of the pool hall. As long as ain't nobody getting shot and you can feed your child off those winnings, I ain't going to bother you. I ain't going to bother you. And these city workers running around here with the clipboard harassing folks, that's going to end. Those city workers, when they come to your job site, they're going to be asking you, how can we help you get in compliance? How can we help you get open? You ain't going to be hustling off everybody else and bringing everybody's grind down to a halt. No. What I'm saying is plain old common sense. If that mother in the neighborhood want to sell candy bars and popsicles off her front porch, ain't nobody going to be coming over there with no inspection. Sell them, mama. Because those candy bars and popsicles sent the Stimley folks through Harvard. And many of y'all through Jackson State and Tougaloo. I'm sick and tired of y'all not knowing what the hell you talking about. You talk about Black Wall Street. You don't even know why Black Wall Street was successful. if what that's what you want to call successful. All it was people in a community doing what people in community do, handling business. So what, you had a black butcher, black barber, black insurance agent, black school teachers? Well, no big deal. So the question is, why can't we duplicate it now? Out of all the towns in Mississippi, there should have been a black Wall Street. Kent, Mississippi should have been it. But you know the reason why? As I said before, it's some selfish black folks. That's why a white man can't say what I'm saying. I ain't got nothing against a mayor, truly. But as we sit back and look and review what has happened, that's exactly what happened. Their private relationship with these organizations prevented everybody else up in Kent from coming up. And then they fall back on, it's on white folks down at the legislature. No, it ain't. No, it ain't. You can go down to the Mississippi Department of, MDA? MDA, the one that goes and recruits businesses. They'll tell you what the businesses are looking for when they relocate to a community. Black folks want everybody to take us as we are. Don't nobody want this crap, this bad behavior. We got all this raw land down there on Highway 18 that could be. Don't nobody want to develop that crap because of you. Your kids are out of control. So for 4 years, what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be working on that kind of crap. Jackson needs to have somebody who's a builder of men and a builder of buildings. It's going to take a combination of the two. But we got to own up to the fact that we got some adjustments to make in our behavior. They don't want me to speak at Forest Hill High School because what? I've been talking about the school system. I understand that. I ain't mad at the brother. But it proves my point. These Negroes ain't interested in trying to make things better for anybody but themselves. They work for the man. They work for them white Democrats. And them white Democrats ain't never had a plan to make the black community better. As I said before, either black Democrats ruined blacks when they entered the Democrat Party, ruined that party, or the party was ruined from the get-go. Which one was it? They don't even want to answer that question. I make them uncomfortable. But you got a whole year coming to that. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back. It is Back to Christ Wednesday. I want to remind you, folks, if you're having problems with your breathing, you got respiratory concerns, it could very well be that your house, which collects 40 pounds of dust each year, has reached critical mass. That's right. That dust can get into your ductwork, and that dirt and debris could turn into microbes and fungi and mold. Excuse me. And over time, just start causing you respiratory discomfort. Well, why don't you have our good friends over at My Pure Air Consultants come out, clean that air duct system for you, and see if that doesn't resolve your issues. Because you know what? That's troubleshooting. You resolve it one issue at a time. Okay, this worked. This didn't work. My Pure Air Consultants, now while they're there, they can also clean the duct in your home clothes dryer. That's right. And if you mention you heard about it on WYAB, you get $100 off your air duct cleaning service. So visit them online, mypureairconsultants.com, mypureairconsultants.com. Now, if you end up Pure Air Consultants, just scroll down the page. My Pure Air Consultant is a part of that operation. 601-939-7420, 601-939-7420, My Pure Air Consultants. All right, I got a call. Question was, Kim, you need to get out. And look, I'm more than willing to get out. Getting out, we're scheduling another venue. I'll let you know as soon as we get it locked down. It's going to be a community meeting. You can come out and listen to what I have to say. Look, here's the deal. You need 50 plus one. These are the obstacles and the concerns regarding any election here in Jackson or in Hinds County. There are some folks out there who just happen to be big supporters of Benny Thompson. Benny Thompson, big supporter of them. They have access to the thumb drives, and those thumb drives have probably been duplicated 1,000 times now, where they can influence the electronic voting machines. Then you add in the fact that the mayor, who is a candidate for re-election, his office runs the elections in Hinds County. So it's not that it, uh, 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 without any obstacles. But it has to be factored in as I go about doing this. I'm not spending my life savings. I'm not going in a hole for this. But you got to put together and string together 50 plus one on election day. And it's got to be done in a minute. This is why I tell people, you know what? If they ask about Kim Wade, are you supporting Kim Wade? Don't say anything. And the reason why I say that is because then they'll start quantifying, particularly whites. If they ask you, I don't even know the guy, I hadn't heard of him, yada, yada, yada. Knowing in your heart of hearts, yeah, I'm going to vote for him. Because the Chokwe camp and others, the Benny camp, again, they're not interested in making Jackson work. They're interested in making Jackson work for them. There's no appetite for person doing right. And this is why I said you got to explain to the people who want better government, say, guys, you roll with me, we're going to get that. I don't do government contracts. I'm not a set-aside Negro in terms of that's how I get my hustle on. I don't begrudge people who do the money green. That's just not what I do. And I'm not going to let those who are doing contract business with the city rip us off. We pay you $1 for a city for the services. You give us $1 worth of services. You're not getting extra points because you're black, women, or female. No. No. You will get extra points if you do extra. If you make Jackson look better as a result of having done such a great job. I was down there on going down Highway 8, coming up Highway 18, and they were doing something up there on the corner. Where was it? I don't know. Anyway, they had been, putting asphalt down on I-20. And so when they got done, you know, at the end of the day, I guess they have a little asphalt left over, and they just leave it in little piles everywhere. If you lay asphalt for the city of Jackson, at the end of the day, whatever asphalt you got left over, you better go fill a pothole. If you leave it, we're going to consider you, Lord, and we're going to consider you littering or dumping. Go find a pothole. You got men and women working. You got supervisors. Yeah, okay, we have everything left over. Fill this pothole. I know it ain't on our contract, but ain't no need of leaving this in a pile. Folks, they done ran us too thin on the money to keep doing what we're doing. And I'm telling you now, I am not going to deal with that black crap. You're wasting your time with me on that. You people pushing the black crap are the one who broke the city. And you trying to browbeat somebody else into, we're not doing that. You're going to show cause. If you done made money all down through the years off the city with your minority contract, then I want to know who did you put in the game? Where are you investing your money? You done made $20 million, and now you got all your money in AT&T stock? No, we're not going to keep doing that. All we got is a group of people who got control of the city council, got control of the board of supervisors through their votes, and they ain't willing to share. No, you're draining this damn thing dry, and you don't even need to do it. There'll be more money to go around if you just let people breathe. So that's my appeal to those blacks who understand what I'm saying. Dude, you ain't got to like me, and I'm going to remain pro-Trump. I don't care if I'm at Jackson Medical Mall. I'm Trump speaking. If I'm still Trump. If I'm at Cade Chapel, if I'm at New Hope, I'm still Trump. Let's go to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I've called him before. This is Kevin.
What's up, bro?
I've been here since 1977. I used to live in Jackson. In fact, the last place I lived in Jackson was Magnolia Towers. I've been from Danks until now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, is there any way you think you can get together with Stokes? Even though he's controversial, he carries a lot of power. I'll tell you what, if Stokes was behind you, I don't think anything could stop you. He don't like Chuck Wave at all.
Here's the deal. I will work with him. I ain't got no problem with Stokes, Foot. Listen. Listen to my point,
that
sir.
That is power there.
Listen to my point. I have an agenda that will hopefully stabilize Jackson, the various departments of Jackson, and again, be a better accountability of the dollars that we're spending. If Stokes is for that, then I don't have to be with Stokes. Stokes is for the program. Not my program, but for the program that's best for Jackson. What I think the candidacy is going to show that there are a lot of people out there who say they for Jackson, they say they for black folks, but at the end of the day, they just for themselves.
I got you 100%. But the thing is, listening to Mr. Stokes over the last year and a half, he's made more sense than all those other people up there to me. Okay,
yeah.
And I know he's rough. But I believe he's got a good heart. I don't know. I hope that you and him can get together because he can move the votes in your direction.
Well, listen, I went past Kenny Stokes' house. I left him my card on the door. I saw Kenny week before last. My thing is, I come to speak. I'm going to attempt to speak with everybody. You ain't got to speak with me because I'm not asking for your vote. If that's what he thought I was doing, I wouldn't come over there. I was coming over to sit down here one-on-one and say, look, bro, this is what I would like to do. I think will work because it's worked all over the country. Works in Madison, Pearl, Brandon, Flowood, and everywhere else. And these are the platforms. These are the planks in the platform that I'm hoping that you can subscribe to. I ain't asking people to support me. Support the platform. If Kenny Stokes wants to be the cheerleader for that platform, I'll get behind Kenny.
Yes, sir. And a long time ago, I called in and asked you a simple question. Do you think that in the future that the tax base of Jackson, Mississippi can support the square mileage, square footage of Jackson, Mississippi, or do you think they're going to come in and subdivide it? I mean, you've got a lot on your plate to look at.
Yeah.
Fire department, police department, everything. And God bless you. I'm praying for you. I've been listening to you for years. This is a big job.
Kevin, I appreciate your call. We're up against the break. I'll finish and respond to your comments when we come back, okay? All right, folks, we're back. And it is Wednesday, Back to Christ Wednesday. I want to remind you, Two Gun Tactical stands at the ready to help you folks get the gun training you need. 667 Casey Lane in Flowood, the original location. The new location is coming along splendidly. We just want to encourage you to just hold on, man. I guess we're 6 months out. I was saying it's going to be open by the end of the year. Well, end of this year for sure. We got you covered, but they are coming. You're going to be really pleased with what Two Gun Tactical is offering Ridgeland, Mississippi, and the surrounding areas. That's right, located Lake Harbor and Highway 51. You can see it as you drive past there, headed to Costco. And we'll be having John and Veronica in soon as they give us the green light saying we're ready to come. Yeah, but in the meantime, go to twoguntactical.com. That'll keep you abreast of what's going on at both locations and the training classes that will be available. And if you're thinking about it, hey, I would imagine they're going to need some extra hands over there. So if you got experience in the gun world, sales, service, training, the whole nine yards, get with Mr. White over there. I'm sure he's looking for some fresh faces and people to help out. So, again, ladies, take the class, and husbands and fathers, make sure you give your women in your life the gift of gun training. Veronica has that half-a-day class for the ladies to help them get familiar. It's actually for anybody, but the ladies, they love that half-day class and helps you get familiar with a gun that you may have inherited that's coming to your possession. Go to twoguntactical.com, and I think they hold that classes a couple times a month. So, and also they have the simulator there that you can use if you want to do a date night with you and your best friend and his bride, and you guys go over there and rent some time on the simulator. It's a fun evening over there. So just, again, take this opportunity to get acquainted with Two Gun Tactical. Range time, $30 for an hour, $15 for your partner. So for $45, you can shoot for an hour. That's a lot of range time, a lot of ammo. TwoGunTactical.com. All right, folks. We got Sylvia. Yes, Sylvia, I'll get to Kevin's comments after you. Go ahead.
Hey, Kim, how's it going?
What's up?
I just wanted to tell you, is all well with you?
All is well.
Oh, good. You usually say that, so I was surprised. No, I wanted to tell you something. First, these children on these colleges are losing their mind. College campuses, they're losing their mind. They have lost it. And I really believe that that's a very satanic act that they're doing. It's all straight out of the pit of Hades. But anyway, I wanted to tell you the following. The Lord has said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on the earth will be blessed through you. That land belongs to God's people, and that's Israel, the Jewish people. Anyway, I also wanted to say, oh, by the way, that's Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3 in the New Living Translation. But I wanted to say, you have not played the song, the warrior song, in forever. So you need to use that as your theme song for running for office. I love that song, so hopefully I'll get to hear it today.
Oh, okay. Well, what, I don't know about today, but we will get to it. Appreciate you reminding us about that. Thank you. Thank you, Sylvia.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. We haven't had any successes that would be appropriate for the warrior song. Many of you guys are upset with Speaker Johnson, who will be in town, I think, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow at Jackson Prep around 3 o'clock. But here's the deal, folks. If you saw the interview with Jack Posobiec did with, I forgot this guy, he's done a story on the fact that the CIA is blackmailing the Congress. And, of course, a lot of these people, like our 3rd District Congressman, you know, you ain't got the blackmail. These guys are all ready to sell us out. But Mike Johnson has been, I wouldn't be surprised if the CIA is threatening to kill their kids. Or whatever sordid past they may have. I think John Roberts is the same way. Our government is gone. I mean, the country that we grew up with is gone. It's been taken over. And many of you are finding it hard to accept. But, it's going to come. It's going to be clear. You're going to end up having to fight literally. I'm talking about bloodletting fight on one side or the other or both in order to maintain your freedom. I'm not going to be found wrong on this. The FBI director keeps telling us that we're going to be. ISIS is America. It was created under Barack Obama. ISIS is an arm of the government. All of a sudden, ISIS is ready to attack Russia and America. And all, no, it ain't. That's the FBI, the CIA. That's our intelligence agencies. So the FBI, in my estimation, from what their past has demonstrated in the last 10 years, they're more than willing to kill Americans. They killed 167 folks out there in Las Vegas. Kim, you don't know the FBI. The people dead, just like they told us at Sandy Hook. Kids are dead. They shot 29 babies sitting at their desk, 3rd graders, in Uvalde, Texas. Executed them, blew their chest off, blew their brains out, their faces off. It keeps happening, but the only people they can round up are J6ers. No, Hoss, we're in a battle for the soul of America and for our own future. The question is, do we have, and people get mad at Speaker Johnson for listen, would you have done any different than Speaker Johnson? Oh, no, I wouldn't. Oh, no. Yes, you would have. If they had told you, I'm going to kill your wife and kids if you don't vote this way. And they show you pictures of people that they killed, like the boyfriend of the governor's daughter of Georgia during the campaign for 2020 to get the governor in line that, hey, you will steal this election on behalf of Joe Biden. So it don't make a difference. You know, death is not the worst thing that can happen to a Christian. But you're afraid to die. You're afraid to lose your stuff. So what are you going to do when they come to you and say, we're going to kill your kid or your grandkid if you don't do what I tell you? What would you do? You know what I would do? I'd just come out there and tell everybody, okay, well, I just got threatened by the CIA and they're going to kill me. And kill my kids if I don't vote for this Ukrainian funding. Then let them do what they're going to do. But you got to understand, ain't nobody coming for you. They're, America for the world was the Calvary. America is being ran by sociopaths. And it's full of cowards who won't fight. All these men and women up and down the food chain of our military and our law enforcement up and down, they're scared to stand up for what is right. They're willing to put their fellow man in jail for some criminals above them. Screw you. If my life don't mean anything, your life doesn't mean anything. That's my attitude right now. I'm not going peacefully. Now, you may catch me slipping, but I'm not going to go peacefully. If it come down to me or you, you're gone. So for all you folks who are selling us out, both legs of your drawers, you better pray when the bow breaks that you ain't nowhere near me and I know who you are. You better pray that. Our number 601-879-0002. Let's take a break. All right, let's go to phones. Dave, where you say Dave? Hey, buddy.
What up, Unc? How you doing?
Great, man. What up?
Well, I was listening to you earlier about how America's been gone, and, you know, I just want to speak on that because I'll never forget. I was in high school. The year was 2015. Senator Al Franken came to my school and decided to do a little Q&A. Literally, he knew I was going to be there. And the one question I asked him, it was the last question he took, and he didn't know what to say. I literally asked him, I said, what did we do about this country turning into a plutocracy? A lot of people are like, what does that even mean? And, you know, a plutocracy is a government based solely off of money, beyond the point of capitalism, to where there are no morals, there's no justice, it's straight money. And we're at the point where we've gone past that because our money ain't even worth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to all the work we got to do, all I got to say is everybody, a lot of these people who you think you've known in the political circle for years, 20, 40 plus years, I guarantee you they're bought. The question is by who? Okay. And if you can't answer that question, you shouldn't vote for them. And you need to watch your back because they're coming for you. Just like you said, the CIA, the FBI, they all getting a check from somebody.
That's right.
And they've been playing with our tax dollars for years. So it ain't our money.
Good point, brother. Always good to hear from you, Dave. All right, brother.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you. Steve, what's up, buddy? Hey, Steve.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
What's up, man?
I know I don't have much time, so let me get into this right quick. Earlier, I believe you spoke of Christ preaching on a mound,
yeah,
and how he fed all those people with a few fish and a couple loaves of bread.
Right.
Well, back then, we didn't have a Wendy's everywhere or McDonald's. So if you went from a far-off place to hear Christ speaking, naturally you would have brought supplies with you if you were able to.
Right.
And I submit that a lot of the people that came there had more than what they needed. And that's not to say that what Christ did wasn't a miracle. It maybe was more of a miracle than just poofing some food out of thin air. He talked those people into sharing what they had with others.
Hmm. The principle being
a lot of people, they understand the story, but they don't understand the perspective of it.
Hmm.
And that's why, you know, when you look at the good word, you need to think about things. You need to ask for wisdom. And that's pretty much all I got. I know you're on a short rope here, so I'm going to let you go, brother.
Well, that's an interesting observation, brother. That's an angle, an acuity I had not thought of. And I appreciate your input, my friend. All right. Thanks, Steve. Folks, the word is pregnant. There's a new revelation every time you read it. If you enter it with an open mind, a receptive heart, a bowed heart. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 22 hours. See you on the radio. Peace.
Nuka.